Okay, well, it's starting up.
Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and we explore tonight celebrating New Moon. New Moon. Attune to New Moon. New Moon. Attune and commune with New Moon. Attune and commune with New Moon. Attune and commune with New Moon. New Moon, often depicted as a disc that is black. Some use a scrying mirror to depict the new moon. When you look to the sky at new moon time, you can see the sun, but because the sun is conjunct with the moon, you don't also see the moon. So some people call the new moon the mystery moon. And new moon is used as a term for the end of a lunation and the beginning of a lunation. Some people are more specific with new moon. So the very last day of a lunation is the dark moon, and the very first day of a lunation is the new moon. And of course, I have a chant for that that I've used in personal workings, household workings, and community celebrations of dark moon and new moon. Dark moon, new moon, endings, beginnings, 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 dark moon, new moon, endings, beginning. So tonight we take a journey into some personal and household community ways of celebrating new moon. Very first step to have new moon as part of your practice is to have a good, reliable, and easy to access way of determining, of charting the lunar cycle. There's the calendar on the wall. There is the calendar that you carry with you. There are even lunar apps that you can have on your phone. It's a really good idea to have some way of tracking not only the day of the new moon, but you may also want to track the actual time of the new moon. Many calendars will mark the new moon with that image of a circle that is filled in. You also should be aware that some people and some traditions actually have the new moon starting a bit later. In some traditions, the new moon is when you see the very first crescent, a very thin crescent of the waxing moon. For me and the circle craft tradition that I practice, that's seen as the beginning of the waxing moon. In other traditions, that's the language and the symbol for new moon. So there is some variations with that. So be aware of lunations, the lunar cycle, and not only have an app or a calendar so that you have a sense of when it is happening, but be aware of a lunation by frequently at night going out, especially if it's a clear night or a partly cloudy light night, to actually look and see what phase the moon is. That really helps you attune to the moon as a whole. When I celebrate new moon, I actually do it over a period of days. I will celebrate the dark moon, the very last day, last full day of the lunar cycle. And during that time, some of the activities I engage in are clearing away clutter, doing some personal cleansing, household cleansing, doing some release work. And it's the cleansing and dispelling of what's not needed part of the new moon transformation. And then on the day of the new moon, I like to take some time out during the course of a new moon day. It might be actually during the day when technically the new moon is up because the sun is up at that time, or it might be in the evening. And it could be as short as 5 or 10 minutes, or you may take an hour or two and do some meditative reflections, some centering. Some people do a series of activities during their new moon celebrations. And this is a really powerful time for reflecting on yourself, on loved ones, your own immediate environment, and also doing some work for the greater circle of nature of which we are a part. So yes, some planetary healing work, which may be done at full moon time, also can be done in connection with new moon, another transition point in the lunar cycle. Chanting is an amazing way to be able to tune in to the new moon. And I've written a variety of different chants, and I'm going to be sharing with some of these with you as part of our celebrating new moon tonight. This one I call New Moon Chant. New moon, new moon, celebration. New moon, new moon, meditation. New moon, new moon, imagination. New moon, new moon, illumination. New moon, new moon, recreation. New moon, new moon, transformation. Celebration, meditation, imagination, illumination, recreation, transformation. Each of those terms are an opportunity to connect with new moon time as part of personal and household spiritual practice. So celebration! Well, we're starting the next lunation. Take some time off and just celebrate. You may do something that you really like doing. It brings you pleasure. It revitalizes yourself. It might be taking a walk in a natural area. It might be performing, singing, or playing some recorded favorite music. It might be doing some journaling about things that you appreciate in life. So the idea of celebration is to really get into a celebratory spirit and feel in tune with the new moon and the power of joy and celebrating. New moon, meditation. Well, out of all the different forms of new moon practice, I do think that meditation, and when I use that term, I'm using it in a very universal term, a meditation is a really powerful way of celebrating new moon. Now, there are different forms of meditation, so you should select the one that really works best for you. For some people, meditation takes the form of sitting quietly in a place free of distractions, so turning off various devices, extraneous sounds, trying to just have as quiet a place as possible. And then giving yourself permission, making space to have uninterrupted time and to sit and clear your mind. Focus on your breathing, experiencing yourself being centered, taking a deep, slow breath in, releasing it as you let it go, and in the rhythm of breathing, breathing in relaxation, and as you breathe out, dispelling what you don't need, and doing some simple and deep breathing exercises, being quiet, being in a space where you are free of distractions and disturbances. Even doing that for 15 or 20 minutes can be revitalizing. Even 5 minutes can be a really good thing. It's better to give yourself a little extra time if you're going to do that form of meditation, going into a deep, relaxing meditation, so that you have time to release and relax and then get centered and to journey into the meditative space. Another way to meditate is to have some particular symbol or object or image that you focus on. I have a circular mirror that is a scrying mirror. It's a black mirror. And one of the things that I do at new moon is to take time, be centered, and to actually meditate by meditating on the dark disk. And in so doing, experiencing myself at that beginning of the lunar cycle and recognizing that this is a symbol of the new moon. So that can be a powerful way to do meditation. Other people find that meditating works best if one does some form of movement. It may be some type of therapeutic practice, yoga, for example. There are different forms of yoga, but doing some practices where you have your whole body involved, that can be a really important form of meditation that can connect you with the new moon. Or one that I like is making rhythms, making sounds, playing a drum, ringing a bell, shaking a rattle, and doing some rhythms as a meditation. I like dancing as a meditation, and this may be making your own music or maybe listening to some music and moving your body around. So the meditation part of new moon can take so many different forms. And it can take the form of doing something creative, crafting something, writing a poem, composing a song, creating a chant, adapting a chant, doing a painting. There's all sorts of possibilities. New moon, imagination. Well, the imagination part of new moon celebration is really creating a space where you let your mind flow freely. If you're going to be doing the imagination form of new moon celebration, you may want to have some kind of a journal with you where you can make notes or sketches. You can actually give form to ideas that may come to you as you do activities to stimulate your imagination. It could be doing a chant to enhance your imagination realm. It may be doing a particular breathing exercise or ritual or listening to a guided journey. The idea is that you do some activity to open up your creative centers, to awaken them, to stimulate them, and then giving yourself some time. Now, it may take the form of imagery, like dreaming out loud during the day. You may have sounds or feelings or sensations. There's so many different ways the imagination can come into play. Actually giving yourself an opportunity to pay attention to your thought processes as you focus on creative awakening can really enhance your creativity, not only at the time that you're doing this form of new moon celebration, but can actually help you develop skills in creative inspiration and manifestation. New moon, illumination. Well, illumination is a term that can be used for a variety of activities. One may be to actually let yourself tap into illumination that's knowledge. So this can take the form of doing some reading, reading a book, reading an article, doing some research on the internet, talking with someone who's in an area of study that you'd like to know more about, listening to a podcast, watching a video, but actually letting the illumination, the enhancing of knowledge and understanding at new moon time. Illumination can stand for some other things, though, and divination is a way to get some illumination. So whether you are working with oracle cards, tarot cards, rune stones, or some other divination system, and certainly scrying in a dark mirror and letting that activate inner guidance can be a really powerful way of new moon illumination. If you choose the illumination part of your new moon celebration, that approach, it is helpful if you follow up whatever session you're doing for the illumination by doing some journaling or setting down some short or longer, if you want, synopsis of what you did and what insights have come to you. What guidance has come to you? New moon, recreation. Well, get out and do something fun. And that might be taking a walk in a park. It might be playing some form of game that gives you pleasure. And actually, a lot of the activities for celebration very well may be recreation, but to actually allow yourself to have fun and relax and disengage from the daily routine and do some recreation. New moon, transformation. This is another approach to new moon celebration that is widespread across a variety of different traditions. And I'd like to share with you one form of transformation at new moon, which is to do some cleansing, a cleansing and renewing ritual with the elements of nature. Taking a symbol of the earth, I have a small dish of salt, and as one touches the salt or connects with the earth symbol, releasing and dispelling what's not needed from the body, purification, experiencing that release, and then connecting with the powers of sacred earth for healing and renewal of your physical body. It may take the form of simply being with the symbol of the earth, envisioning your body being blessed and being well. Blessings of the sacred earth at new moon time. For air, you may want to work with incense, with a feather, with breathing patterns, blessings of the sacred air on our minds, cleansing away what is not needed, pausing a bit, and then connecting with air for healing and renewal of your mind, of your mental health, blessings of mental well-being on your mind, on your thoughts, on your communications at this new moon time. Working with a candle that's illuminated or battery operated candle, if that's better for where you happen to be, connecting with the element fire, cleansing away stress, cleansing away distractions, aggravations, other negativity, pausing a bit after you've done cleansing, and then connecting with the spirit of fire, sacred fire, for healing, for energizing you, for enhancing your stamina. Blessings of the sacred fire at this new moon time. Taking some water, a cup or a bowl of water, using it for spiritual cleansing of yourself, of your emotions, of your moods, your feelings, letting the water cleanse away what is not needed. Focusing a bit on that cleansing process and then being centered and cleansed and focusing on the water again, this time nurturing and healing, renewing, well-being, blessings of sacred water on our emotions at this new moon time. Working with some symbol of spirit, the fifth element, I like working with clear quartz crystals. Find that is a very universal symbol, something that goes across cultures and through the ages. And connecting with the crystal, cleansing our spiritual life, awareness, our energy fields, centering and balancing as one connects with the crystal or the spirit symbol, healing, renewing, blessings of sacred spirit on your inner self, on your higher power, your soul, your life force at this new moon time. And after working with each of the elements for transformation, connecting with the circle of nature of which we are all part, you might work with a circle in the form of a new moon disc or some other form of circle and experience the balance of the elements being within you and around you and experience yourself connected not only with other humans but the greater circle of nature of which we're a part here on planet Earth and in our solar system, our galaxy, in the cosmos. So having a form of new moon ritual that you do for yourself can be a monthly tradition. It can help deepen your connection not only with new moon time, but it's like a tune-up of the dimensions of self, earth, your body, air, your mind, fire, your stamina, water, your emotions, spirit, your soul, and the great circle, your connection with the larger circle of life of which we're part. So that can be a form of new moon transformation. But I'd like to share with you some other ways of celebrating the new moon with transformation. In addition to having time where you rest and reflect and reset, in addition to doing some celebration at the new moon time, you may want to pick some kind of project that has very practical results and usefulness for yourself to do transformation. It might be, if you work with a smartphone, taking a look at the various apps that you have on your phone and get rid of the ones you aren't using. There's a way of dispelling and improving performance of your phone. It might take the form of going to a particular part of your home. It might be your altar, or it might be a desk or a chest of drawers, and actually doing some organizational work. So yes, that's kind of a homekeeping type thing, but the very act of reconfiguring, renewing, putting things in order, reordering things is a real manifestation of new moon and new beginnings, of the endings of dark moon, letting go of the old pattern and bringing about a new pattern. Actually having something that you do that is transformative can be a powerful way of celebrating new moon time. For households, some find it helpful to do something around the new moon. It might be the actual day of the new moon, or depending on everyone's daily rhythms, it might be the weekend closest to the new moon. if people are on a Monday to Friday work schedule, to have some clear space and to actually spend some quality time with each other. It could take the form of sitting quietly or having a feast, having a party of some kind in celebration of each other and of the new moon time. A variety of new moon rituals can be created. One new moon ritual is that of home cleansing and home blessing. And just as elements can be used for personal cleansing and realignment, you can use those same tools for doing a blessing on your home. Typically, this takes the form of using one or more cleansing tools to dispel what is not needed in energy-wise within one space. Some people like to combine physical cleansing, sweeping, vacuuming, scrubbing, that type of thing, as one also is doing some chanting to do some spiritual cleansing. And a good part of the home blessing process at New Moon is there's a cleansing component, and then you have a component for blessing of taking in what you do want. And this can take the form of playing some music, doing a chant, going around with the elements again, this time using them for their blessing qualities. So that's another way to have your home blessing ritual, cleansing first, then doing a blessing. And the third part is letting it be integrated in the space. And sometimes this is done by working with a particular home blessing symbol. It might be a Bridget's cross or a pentacle or a Thor's hammer or an Awen symbol or some other special symbol that you have above your main doorway or nearer your main doorway. It might take the form of some object you have on a household shrine or altar. But the idea is after you've cleansed and after you've energized that you have something that represents this transformation process that is visible and is a reminder of the work that you have done. So in addition to home blessings and blessings one of oneself, I do think having time in which one puts forth well wishes for the larger community of life of which we're part. It might be do a blessing on your neighborhood or your local area or your state or province or for your nation or for the planet. I really do think planetary healing work at New Moon time is a really powerful time, and there are different groups and traditions that do planetary healing work in connection not only with solar cycle events, but lunar cycle events. So one way of doing planetary healing work is to get yourself an image of the Earth. I have all sorts of Earth images. One that I brought tonight for this presentation is a small pen that has a photograph of the Earth taken from off-planet, outer space. I like this because there's clouds, you can see the beautiful blue, and you don't really see national boundaries. Having an image of the planet as a whole that you have on your altar or that you can envision is a way of helping you tune in to the planet, to the spirit of the planet, and to be in harmony with it and to do blessings of cleansing away what is not needed, and certainly we need to dispel violence and suffering and poverty and oppression, lies and wars and a variety of things. But rather than having your meditation for the planet only focus on dispelling what needs to go away, to actually envision the planet. And I like envisioning a radiant light shining on the planet. And often I will imagine the planet as if I was off planet looking at it and seeing the deep space around it, and stars, moon might be part of it, but to really see the Earth as a powerful home and a sphere that's within the heavens, and then to imagine love in the form of a radiant light flowing from my heart, going to the planet. Certainly on a symbolic level, being able to put forth positive intentions and love and peace and harmony is not only good for the planet, but it can be good for yourself. It's a way of connecting yourself with something beyond your daily life, your personal self, your incarnation, but really attuning yourself in a positive way with the larger scheme of things. What are some other things you can do for celebrating the new moon? You may want to share new moon greetings with others, and you can do that by social media. You may want to take a picture of a new moon altar that you've created or a new moon symbol that you find helpful. You may just want to use the phrase Happy New Moon or New Moon Blessings by expressing your connection with the new moon and good wishes for others. You too are strengthening your connection with the new moon and inviting others to also join in that celebration. New moon healing, new moon ride, new moon blessings of inner sight, new moon healing, new moon ride, new moon blessings of inner sight. So doing a ritual for the new moon where there's a healing component is healing for self, healing for those you know who are in need, healing for the planet, powerful part of ritual. But as part of a new moon ritual, in doing that kind of working, you may also want to spend a few moments or longer it just being, experiencing your connection with the new moon and letting the new moon, whether you have a deity form connected with new moon that you work with or not, let the dynamic, the sacred force of new moon be in you, be with you, and to open up your inner wisdom, spending time attuning to the new moon. Rest, reflect, reset. Rest, reflect, reset. Rest, reflect, reset. Rest, reflect, reset. The act of taking a break from daily routine and making space for spiritual practice, having rest and relaxation as part of that, reflection, once you've settled down and rested, deep understandings can emerge more readily in our consciousness. Insights about self, insight about our ways of being with others, insights, guidance about things that we may be considering, so it can be helpful for choice making, and reset to really renew yourself and to come out of an experience of new moon celebration where you feel renewed, you feel energized, and to carry that energy not only into the rest of your day and night, but into the lunation itself. So something I'd like to share is the idea of meditative scrying with a dark surface, a dark mirror, or earlier today I had the inspiration to actually use one of my cell phones that I have turned off. And you don't need to run around and try to get a fancy scrying mirror. You actually, if you have a mobile phone and you're not needing it for something else, you're going to take a break and do a new moon dark surface gazing experience. Well, turn off your phone, have it available, and you'll have to position it in a way that it's not reflecting light, but often by directing it towards the ceiling, you get a fairly consistent dark surface. So some people call this scrying, and yes, you may be able to actually use this as a way of having some insights come to you. You might have images that actually appear in on the screen or on whatever the dark surface is, or patterns or light. But for many people, the act of really directing attention to a dark surface and letting that help deepen our consciousness and awaken the inner wisdom. And I experimented earlier today with a variety of screens and found pretty similar results. So not only with a ceremonial magic mirror, and I have several that I work with, but actually other devices, or even, it doesn't even have to be necessarily a black screen, although I've found that more effective for a way of attuning to new moon because of the symbolism, but a plain wall and just really gaze into the surface and let that be the focus of your attention and intention for this new moon scrying experience. It can be a form of divination because the act of meditating in this way, often guidance will rise up in your mind. So as with other forms of divination and spiritual practice, you may find it helpful to have a means where you can note down your experiences and so that later you can go back and not only have a record of it, but as you grow spiritually, you may come to understand patterns that form. Sitting quietly in a darkened space at new moon can be a really comforting and positive experience, depending on your circumstances and the place. Here again, you want to remove distractions and make a time for it. One of my favorite ways of moving into the darkness of dark moon, new moon time is to actually go outside, ideally on a clear night. I have some outdoor lawn furniture, and I even have a beanbag chair that I've used where I can actually lay back and look up at the night sky. Obviously, this works much better if you are in an area that has good dark sky. But if you're in the heart of a city, you still can have some positive effects. You don't have to drive 100 miles to get away from the illumination, if that's even an option, depending on where you live. Certainly, one can do inner journeys and do envisionings with eyes closed. I have found it really powerful to be out on a dark moon night, because not only is the darkness of the sky available, but if you get it sufficiently away from urban and suburban lights, away from light pollution, even some rural areas can have pretty lit up skies. But to actually be able to see that larger cosmos of which we are part, and certainly watching shooting stars, meteorites as part of the gazing into the dark sky, can be really a powerful thing. One of the traditions that I've developed at new moon time is to wear some dark clothing and to represent the dark moon, new moon time, to represent that dark night sky. And for me, the color black, it has a whole wide range of associations, but I see black, and in some traditions, it's actually a deep indigo, a deep navy blue, as the color of dark moon, new moon time. To be able to be comfortable with darkness, comfortable with the darkness that is mystery, the darkness that is womb, the darkness that is earth from which seeds sprout and grow, the darkness which is shadows within ourselves, and being able to attune to new moon every month, and to have practice that can be fun, that can be cleansing, that can be resetting, illuminating, and joyful. A powerful way to have a deeper alignment with nature is part of your practice. You may want to have a particular rhythm instrument that you use in connection with celebrating new moons. One of the ones that I like to work with, I have a number of sistra, which some call a tambourine on stick. And a sistra can not only be one for cleansing, but for healing and for celebration. But if a sistrum or some other form of shaker or rattle is not really compatible with your own particular style, a bell often will serve as that same way. And if you choose to do some work with bells as part of spiritual practice and new moon celebration, I suggest that you try some out. If you have several bells yourself and your own practice, well, get a sense of which one really resonates the most with you and the new moon. And if you are shopping for one at an antique store, used item store, or brand new, well, try them out if you're able to do so. They each have their own unique sound. One of my favorite tools for cleansing, for healing, and for blessing is a singing bowl. And yes, this is common in some of what are known as Eastern spiritual traditions, and I was gifted this by someone who is over in Japan and It has connections with Buddhism and Shinto. I'm the person who gifted me with it. And literally, I've taken it around the world and played it in a variety of interfaith settings, but I also use it as part of personal practice. And with a singing bowl, it's another form of instrument that can be used ceremonially at new moon time and actually at many different types. You can sound it to clear space. You can sound it as a healing and meditative sound. And you can sing with it. It can be used personally, with small groups of people, large groups of people. So a singing bowl is another tool that I have used over the years in connections with my own personal and household new moon practices. Some find that kindling incense as a way of doing cleansing and blessing of a home is a really good way of clearing space, and at new moon and at other times, well, making a sound also can serve that purpose. New moon power and new moon ride, new moon magic on new moon night, new moon power and new moon ride, new moon magic on new moon night, new moon power and new moon ride, new moon magic on new moon night. So I invite you to join me in a short new moon guided working. Find a comfortable place to sit or lay down, or if you want to move, that's also a possibility for this one. But find a comfortable place to be. And then as you take some deep, slow breaths, center yourself in that position, in that place. Call to mind the name or names of the sacred or source that you work with according to your own spiritual, religious, and or philosophical path. And then call on the new moon. Envision a dish, a disc that is black that represents the new moon. Hold that in your mind's eye and join me in the chant as you become one with not only that symbol. That symbol is a portal for connecting with the power of new moon. Attune and commune with new moon. Attune and commune with new moon. Attune and commune with new moon. Powers of the new moon, be in each of us, be with us, guide us as we reflect on you. As we connect with you. In the next few moments of quiet, new moon, bring us guidance. Bring us rest. Bring us blessing. And simply continue to attune to the new moon by envisioning the circle that is dark inside. As you gaze into it, as you imagine it with your eyes closed, having it in your mind's eye, just simply be. Be one with the wisdom power of new moon. Be one with the cleansing power of new moon.
Yep.
Be one with the insightful power of the new moon. Be one with the invigorating power of the new moon. Feel the power of the new moon in one or all or a combination of these powers and others. Feel it pulsing in you, swirling around you. Strengthening your connection with the new moon. And now in the next few moments of quiet, be aware of a sensation, image or imagery, symbols, words, guidance that comes to you in response to this question. What is something I can focus on for a few moments at this new moon time that will help me grow and develop? New moon guidance come. New moon guidance come. New moon guidance come. And as I play the singing bowl, pay attention to what emerges, what you experience. Empowerment of transformation, illumination, celebration at new moon time. We give thanks to the new moon. We give thanks to the divine as one and as many. To source in sources. We give thanks for our lives, for our connections with nature, for our connections with the cycle of the moon. We give thanks. New moon, new moon, we thank you. celebrate you. We give thanks to you. We appreciate you. Continue to be in our lives and to guide us in our connection with new moon time and with the whole lunar cycle now and in times to come. So be it. And we give thanks to the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit, the great circle of nature of which we are all part, to our connections with each other and with traditions ancient, contemporary, and yet to come that celebrate the new moon. Thank you all for tuning in. Thanks to our podcasting team, David and Jeanette Ewing, Laura Gonzalez, Deborah Rose, Char Bear. Thanks to all of you who have tuned in live and those who will be tuning in later. And happy new moon.
Filled with
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.